Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time to chat to Daniel Israel of Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center. Daniel, great to have you with me this afternoon.
Nice to be with you, Sam.
Yeah, Daniel, it's kind of hard keeping up with all these Jewish holidays. One day here, one day there. We are not doing our thing here in studio. But it's Thursday again. I've got you with me. Why should pregnant and breastfeeding people, or rather, should pregnant and breastfeeding women get vaccinated?
They absolutely should, and I think it's important because we sometimes neglect to discuss these particular different groups of individuals. And then if you're one of those individuals, you think, well, you know, I'll do it one day. But the reality is that the CDC, the Association of Obstetricians and in America, et cetera, there's about four or five groups who have blanketly said that they're urging pregnant people to be vaccinated. And the biggest reason to understand why is because the risks of getting COVID in pregnancy, the data has shown, is definitely increased compared to the average person in the population. So what we consider as a comorbidity, pregnancy in a strange way is seen as a comorbidity in terms of COVID. And we've seen that the data has shown that you being pregnant and getting COVID, you are at an increased risk of complication, ventilation, all that kind of thing. Whereas we've also seen, and it started in America, but there were initially 200,000 pregnant people who were given the Pfizer vaccine with no pregnant with no complication. So when one weighs up the risks on each side, it's an absolute no-brainer that pregnant people should be vaccinated. And this is early pregnancy, and if you're already in late pregnancy and you haven't been vaccinated, even then in later pregnancy. So it's just to be vaccinated. There is some studies that are showing whether the vaccine protects the baby. In other words, will it confer antibodies to the baby in utero? And that's still to be seen, although there is data more that's showing that more and more. And, it's something that's really important to take home is that, you know, we must stop worrying about what the medicine could do or the drug could do, but more be concerned about what would happen if we didn't do it.
I hear you loud and clear. I would imagine that there are many people concerned about not the antibody situation with the child, but rather the long-term effects on the child. Would we be able to give them any reassurance that that's not a problem?
As all things are in COVID, you're never going to be able to say we've run a 20-year anything on this, sure, because it hasn't been around for long. But, and this is where people often hang their arguments and say, well, you see, that's my point. That's why I'm not going to do it. But you see that you need to say in the same breath, we are seeing the ready effects of having COVID. And, certainly, if one would weigh up a potential risk in one's mind, which I don't believe personally is a risk, but say you took the vaccine as a risk for some person, for effects on the baby in years to come,
yeah,
versus the real measured and seen effects of COVID in pregnant women and the effects on their babies through birth. And we certainly know that the first one's at most a doubt, the second one's a real, real risk. So even if the argument is correct, which I don't think it is, I still would go for the vaccine.
Daniel, thank you for being so clear and forthright in your views. You heard it from Daniel Israel. Go and get vaccinated. Daniel, we'll chat next week, you and I.
Have a good Shabbos once again.